You have the floor.
Thank you again, Mr. President. I also thank the delegations for their interventions with valuable recommendations, remarks, and suggestions. There's a question on the implementation of the Universal Periodical Review recommendations in Bangladesh. In Bangladesh, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs coordinates the implementation of the UPR recommendations by other ministries and agencies. The Foreign Office tracks the progress of implementation and, together with the UN offices in Dhaka, develops a template, identifies key agencies responsible for performance, as well as questions that could facilitate responses by relevant stakeholders. We collaborate with the UNRC's office in organizing workshops aimed at engaging all stakeholders in the implementation process, generate ideas that help devise a clear implementation and monitoring strategy, and discuss and find effective ways to implement recommendations and report progress. To make it an inclusive process, the representatives of other countries, UN agencies, international organizations, NGOs, and civil societies are also invited, along with the relevant government agencies. The government takes note of the comments and recommendations of the NGOs and civil societies to reflect their views in the national report. Regarding the independence of judiciary, I state that under our constitution, the judiciary is completely independent. In 2007, the judiciary was separated from the executive, and since then, this government has built all the necessary infrastructures so that this independence can be properly acted upon and safeguarded. The constitution further provides that the Supreme Court of Bangladesh has complete authority over all subordinate courts. Regarding laws also, the government of Bangladesh is one of the first countries to enact a law to conduct virtual courts during the pandemic, which significantly reduced overburdening the prisons in Bangladesh. On the question of protection of rights of the human rights defenders, the government is mindful of protecting civil society, bloggers, and thus creates space for freedom of expression for all walks of life. Any individual who receives threats is eligible to request for police protection. The government has instructed all the police stations to provide security to such individuals as and when approached by them. Police has also been instructed to provide security tips to such individuals. In February 2021, a tribunal sentenced 5 persons for the murder of blogger writer Abhijit Roy in 2015. In February 2021, a court sentenced 8 accused in connection with the murder of publisher Faisal Arifin Dipon in 2015. In March 2022, a tribunal in Sylhet punished the murder of blogger and writer Ananto Bijoy Das in 2015. In October 2022, a Sylhet court sentenced 6 people to life imprisonment for their involvement in the murder of journalist Fateh Usmani. However, the right to freedom of opinion and expression and press is not absolute in nature and subject to reasonable restrictions in the interest of security, public order, and incitement to offense, and among others. To prevent online harassment targeted against the citizens, the Parliament has recently enacted the Cyber Security Act 2023, replacing the Digital Security Act 2018. The Cyber Security Act was passed in the Parliament aiming to establish a transparent, accountable, and secure digital environment in the country. Its aim is to address the growing need for a secure digital environment in Bangladesh. The Cyber Security Act is intended to replace the Digital Security Act and provide a more reformed version of the law to combat cyber crimes. In the Cyber Security Act 2023, there are 4 non-bailable offences which are related to the intrusion into key information infrastructures, damaging computer and computer systems, cyber terrorist activities, and hacking-related crimes. A new section has been added in the Act on the offence and punishment for filing false cases and complaints. The Cyber Security Act differs from the Digital Security Act in the form that in the Cyber Act, we have taken a step towards decriminalization of defamation by repealing custodial punishment and imposing fine for the offense. non-billable offences. In Digital Security Act, offences under 14 sections were non-billable. In the Cyber Security Act, most of them have become billable, and only 4 sections, as I have mentioned, the technical ones, are non-billable. Repeated offence will not create punishment. The DSA repeated offences would have led to more punishment, but under the reformed law, the punishment for the second offence has been repealed. As such, a second-time offender will face the same punishment as the first one. There has been a new section on hacking, and some offences have got reduced punishment, significant reduction in punishment. Mr. President, we often see politically motivated individuals and organizations spread rumors and hatred to destabilize the social harmony and take undue political advantage. As, for example, being politically motivated, Mr. Adilur Rahman's Odhikar NGO published a fake photo using Photoshop and computer graphics and a fact-finding report titled Assembly of Hefazat Islam Bangladesh and Human Rights Violation in English and Bangla. In the report, Odhikar claimed that 61 activists of Hefazat-e-Islam has died due to clashes between Hefazat-e-Islam and the law enforcement agencies. And the law enforcement personnel applied excessive force during the night of 5th May 2013 and early hours of 6th May. During the investigation process, he could not substantiate his claim. After due legal process and based on evidence and in accordance with the law, the Cyber Crime Tribunal found Mr. Adilur Rahman Khan and ASM Nasiruddin Ilan guilty and awarded each with 2 years imprisonment on 14th September 2023. They have appealed against the judgment in the High Court Division of Bangladesh. The High Court Division of Bangladesh Supreme Court granted them bail on 10th October 2023, and they are free from prison now. Thank you.